Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I'm your host with Roy, and Roy will be calling in. We're both hypnotists and hypnotherapists, and we're also programmers and deprogrammers. And what deprogramming is we deprogram the DNA. And we use my charts to pick out seven types of different things that are not working in your life, and then we deprogram them with the pendulum, and we'll take that energy and then we'll form it into something really positive. If you feel like you're not successful, then we'll deprogram that with our field trans, with our codes, and we'll use the codes to delete that out of your DNA, and then after that, we'll put in all the positive things why you can be successful, and whether it be money, love, relationships, or trying to break cycles or whatever. But you can look it up. It's called GeoTrans, and then there's also, you can look up the emotional code, and the emotional code is a lot like the GeoTrans. First of all, let's go ahead and bring Roy on from the 801. Roy, you're on the air.
Yes, Adrian, I'm here, and again, we want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners, and we're looking forward to another great night of Astromind 2012, and what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, I was explaining, Roy, to our callers about the emotional code and how this Dr. Bradley Nilsson came up with this idea on how to deprogram the emotional side of people's different emotions and how they're being affected. Did you want to explain how that works?
Well, what it is a lot of emotions, you know, that we don't realize, you know, get stuck in our energy field, and when they do, they create like an energy ball, you know, into different parts of our body, and these balls could be about the size of a baseball and can turn into the size of a cantaloupe. But what they do is they start affecting our organs, and a lot of people start having, you know, different illnesses or even disease in these areas. With magnets, these can be cleared out of your energy field by running the magnet across the back, across your back, all the way to the top of your head, towards the front there, to about your third eye, and then you just identify with the charts what emotions these are, and just clear those right out of your energy field. And what's amazing is that we've seen how this works, and it's very effective, and it only takes, you know, seconds or even minutes, you know, to work. And also, there can be even heart walls that come from other generations on your mother's side or your father's side, and those can be cleared also. And this is some amazing work, and along with the deep or reprogramming, these can be all corrected. And And we work with the geometric transformation codes also with this, and it all helps into getting these cleared so that people can be more in balance and be more prosperous and abundant, and be able to live a happy, healthy life. Is there anything else you want to share, Adrian?
Well, you know, it'd be very interesting to do the emotional code along with our personal motivation and along with relationships, the relationship chart, mm-hmm. and also along with what am I telling myself chart. Now, the what am I telling myself chart has a lot to do with our programming. In other words, from 0 to 10 years old, as hypnotists, we know that we were programmed to believe that fire doesn't burn. We were also programmed to believe that good and evil exist, which so that way we would know how to discern the difference between what's right and what's wrong. Those are also programs that we can also work with. There's all types of different types of programming, how we've been hypnotized to believe. You know, religion is a big, is the biggest pill that we've all swallowed at one time or the other to find our spirituality. Those are also programs that you can also delete out of your DNA. So many different types of things you can delete out of your DNA, not just emotional stuff, but there's actually a chart that shows where columns are and how to identify them in the body, but there's also a chart that shows all parts of the body that it can also move to any parts of the body. And it just doesn't have to be one certain area. It can be multiple areas of your body. That's why a lot of people still have a lot of problems, even though we're just giving them a little slice of the cake. There's all types of different programs and deprograms that we can do. We can call it deprogram or we can call it reprogram. And reprogram would be reprogramming the energy DNA or what's affecting us. So that's all very interesting. But let's jump to what we call we don't call this the astral dice. Now there is dice that you can call astrology dice, and those connect with the planets and the stars and the moons and everything like that. But let's jump to the story cube dice. You want to explain how that works, Roy?
This is interesting. What the story cubes are is it originated out of China, and they were made for, you know, kids, you know, in the Chinese schools. But what these story cubes do is they help people to use these metaphors that are on the cubes to tell stories of what's been going on in their lives, whether it be past, present, or future. You decide, you're the one, you know, telling the story. There's four sets of story cubes, so you could even pick the kind of story that you want to tell. One person can play or a lot of people can play and add to the story. And that's what's so amazing. And once the story starts to unfold, it just keeps, you know, going into more detail and more information, and that's what's so amazing about it. Is there anything else you want to share, Agent?
Well, it's interesting how they come in different categories. Now, one of them come into the category of working with the imagination and creativity. And we know that a lot of people don't have imagination and creativity, so we want to expand that consciousness. Another one has to do with travel. They'll want to travel to places that they've never been to, or they want to learn how to travel. Either on a spiritual level or they want to travel on a physical level. The spiritual level is called astral projection. The physical level is when you want to take a vacation with your family and to imagine what that would be like. The next one would be, which we call the action cubes. Now, this has to do with our emotions. We talked about the emotional body, on how we work with the emotional body. But there's also what we call the emotional brain. Now, with the emotional brain, we use the story cubes to work with the emotional brain. The emotional brain has to do with our actions. It also has to do with the way we feel and the way we act. So this is also another cube that has to do with actions and how we feel. So another cube is called the fairy tale. Now, this is working with what we call the codon. And we call this the superconscious mind. In order to access the codons, we have to first go through the of course, the superconscious mind, which is past the subconscious mind. As we get up to those levels, we can start accessing the codon through the fairy tale diet. And this goes back to the medieval times, which, you know, it goes a lot further back than that. It goes back even past the Egyptian times. You can even go back to the Greek mythology. But we do know our history goes all the way back then. But we'll start working with those guys as we start activating the mind and activating the codon. And I believe we all have about 64 codons that we haven't activated. If we can just at least get 20 or 25, then we can begin to start doing a lot of extraordinary and magical things, a lot like what Jesus did, and a lot of miracles that we can perform. And that's very interesting, the metaphors and how that those metaphors can access that part of the brain. It accesses all types of parts of the brain. And there's a lot of parts of the brain that we haven't activated yet. We're just kind of scratching the surface. What we'd like to do is invite out our first caller from the 985 area. Let's go ahead and invite that person out. If you have any questions, feel free to ask. And you're on a line with Roy and Adrian, 985. You're on the air.
Yeah, I find this all fascinating. How do I get to those aspects of myself? How do I get there? What do I need to do?
Roy, did you want to answer a question?
Well, in order to do that, is Adrian and I'll have to, you know, use these story cubes, and then it pretty much, you know, as the cubes are rolled, you'll have a choice of, you know, the different metaphors as to what you want to tell your story. But the best way to do it is just go ahead and just get started with it, Adrian.
Okay. What would you like to start working with first? Would you start like to work with your subconscious mind? The emotional mind?
Yes, the emotional mind, yes.
Okay. Have you been experiencing a lot of emotional trauma lately?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Okay. Let's go ahead and roll the action cubes. And let's go ahead and see what... now, this has to do with the past. Now, the way these work, it says the past, present, future. Use the action cubes as a way to practice verb tense. Tell a story that takes a place in the present. Then tell the same story again as happened in the past or future. So first we're going to tell a story what has happened to you in the present, okay?
Oh, all right. Sure. It's just exciting.
And then we're going to tell a story that happened in the past and the future.
All right. Great.
Let me roll the dice.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And what is your name?
My name is Risha.
Risha, and where are you calling from?
Calling from Louisiana.
Louisiana, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, I got several images here that you have to pick from that represents your present situation, okay?
Okay, sure.
And I'll just tell you what these images are showing. The first image is showing a girl with two dolls, okay? She has one doll in her hand, which is a male, and then the other doll in her left hand is a male, in her right hand is a female.
All right.
And she's holding this doll. She's holding two dolls. She looks very happy. Okay. And she looks like she's, it looks almost like the inner child to me.
Okay.
So it's talking about your present situation. that you really need to start focusing on healing your inner child.
Beautiful. Yes.
So in other words, this has to do with the emotional brain and the emotional body. But by showing action, you need to start acting on it. You need to start going back to your imagination, what it would be like as if you were back when you were younger.
Okay.
Can you think back of a memory when you were really happy and...
Yes.
When you were a child or something emotional that made you happy?
Yes.
What would be that memory?
Oh my God, this when I was real small. I remember something, and I can go as far back when I was 3, and I was in nursery school, and I was so happy that I learned how to sing. I'm a little teapot, and I went home and I sang the song for my mother, word for word, and my mother was so happy. I remember that. I distinctly remember that. And my mother always reminded me, even as I got older, about that event. And she would pretend it was me, and she'd sing that song. It was so cute. So I remember that. That was beautiful. What a beautiful memory.
I'm a little teapot. Okay.
Yes, all the way back.
And how did that song sound like if you were to sing it right now?
It would sound, it would make me happy. I'm feeling happy already just thinking about it. It was actually a beautiful little song. And I really enjoyed it when my mother would imitate me. She's passed on, my mother.
Now, can you sing that song? Can you sing that song right now?
I can just sing I'm a Little Teapot. That's it. I can't go any further than that anymore. I don't know why.
Close your eyes and visualize back when you were a child and sing that song. And you don't have to sing it out loud, but sing it in your mind just for a moment. And then tell me what it feels like.
Oh, it feels so good. Even thinking about it, I feel good. Yes. I feel joy. I think I've accomplished something.
All right, now let's go into your past for a moment and tell a story that relates to your past. Now we're going to look at another image, okay? And I'm going to give you another image of your past.
Sure.
That would relate to the present. Okay? The past one that I see is somebody trying to reach for something, but it looks like you're having a hard time reaching it. Like it's very high up, but you're struggling to reach up to grab it. Can you think of anything in your past that you had a hard time reaching up and grabbing something?
I think it was financial security, not having to worry about money. Something even today is still very hard for me to reach. Seems like I'm always worrying about money.
Okay, when you were younger, did your mother ever put anything up on the counter where you felt like you couldn't reach it? It was very hard for you to reach up to?
No, I don't remember anything like that. No.
Okay. Just imagine, if you will, if that did happen. What would that feel like?
That would feel pretty awful, especially if it was something I wanted.
She took your privileges away, basically what she did.
Right.
In other words, you can't reach it. It's very high up. She took your privileges away. What did that feel like when you were younger? in your past?
I would feel as though I was defeated. She was defeating me.
So that makes a lot more sense now. Now this is what's affecting your present, okay?
Yeah, defeat.
Now,
yeah.
I'm a little teapot to do with your inner child.
Right.
That would make you happy. But
yes.
If you were trying to reach up to grab something, it's like you're forcing yourself to grab it, but it's out of your reach. You can't grab it.
Right.
You know, but your inner child, when it sings that song, it makes you feel like you can just reach up and grab anything. It makes you feel like you can just do anything, right?
Right. Empowers me. Right. It's empowering.
It's empowerment. Yes, validation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what your inner child is telling you right now, is that you need validation, you need empowerment, you need to feel like you can be motivated to grab that thing that's out of your reach and then and just bring it in present time.
Huh.
Now we're going to go into your future. Let's look at your future.
Okay.
Now your future shows you digging for something. What are you digging for? It looks like you build a new hole, but you're digging. You have a shovel in your hand, and you're digging. It's like you're digging for something.
Maybe for freedom, maybe to feel free and independent, and maybe to free myself from a situation.
Okay. Well, it's your imagination. You just tell me, how does that feel? What are you doing? What are you digging for? Are you trying to build a new hole for yourself?
Yes.
Are you trying to get yourself out of the hole? What are you doing?
I'm trying to...
You feel like you've been in a hole for a while?
Yeah, I feel like I've been in a holding place for a long time. And now I feel like I need to be liberated from that holding place. And I'm trying to dig out of it, trying to get out of it.
You know what? I just want to interrupt for just a second. I'm getting visions of you digging a tunnel.
All right.
You know, in order to get out of that, yeah.
So this is all part of the story. It's your own story. But 9 people can actually add to this story. So where is that tunnel leading? Where will it lead you? How are you
sure.
going to act when you get there? What does it take to get there? What is your action to get there?
That's a heavy question. I'm not sure exactly what I need to do. I guess I need to maybe refocus some of my energy into what I really want to do. And I've been a little scattered over the past couple of years, you know. So maybe focusing.
What a show here.
Focusing.
Yeah, it tells you the next one I pulled shows a woman pouring a bunch of coins everywhere on the floor. And she doesn't know where the solution is, because you have so much going on.
Yeah, there is a lot. Yeah.
But what you do is you take a bunch of pins and you drop them on the floor. This is what this guy told me. And you put problem over here, resolution over here. Problem over here, resolution over here. Problem over here, resolution over here. Then you take the resolution and you put the problem and you put them together.
Right.
Then it'll make you feel more balanced.
Interesting, yeah.
You'll feel more focused.
Mm-hmm.
It's all part your programming is that when you were younger, you just couldn't get it right. You could get nothing right.
Yeah.
In other words, your mother would tell you, go make the bed, do it over again, make it right. You didn't do the dishes right. You didn't vacuum it right. You didn't cut the lawn right. You didn't cut your hair right. You didn't tie your shoes right. Everything had to have been right. Everything had to have been perfect.
There was nothing in the... Yeah, right. Okay. Okay.
I'm getting visions of Cinderella.
Yeah. Yes.
You remember the movie Cinderella where, you know, her wicked stepsisters with towers, she couldn't do it right, and she always had to do all the work for her stepmother, and but could never do it right.
Right.
And we were all programmed to believe that. So if we're going to play the lottery or if we're going to play something that has pertains to the element of money, then we need to learn how to get it right.
Yeah.
And that is in our DNA. So for an example, if you were told when you're younger you couldn't get it right, then you're never going to get it right.
Right.
And that goes for everything that we do in life. Everything. Because it's already in your DNA. So what we're going to do is pick out a symbol that symbolizes you doing everything right.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and pick out another symbol. This other symbol shows... This other symbol shows a man jumping over a heel and stepping on one foot, trying to keep his balance. What do you get from that one, Dad?
Well, I'm getting that there needs to be more balance. No matter how you land, you know, why is it that you could toss a cat up in the air, but it always lands on its legs? So what I'm getting is that no matter what life throws at you, that you have to land, even if you only have one leg, land on that leg.
Okay. I get it.
Now let's look at your fears.
Okay.
Your fears have to do with, let's see, let me pick out a symbol for your fears. Oh, okay. Punishment. Has to do with punishment. Something being taken away from you.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Direction and purpose. Okay, so it shows a man, it shows a little boy crying, and something was taken away from him, like a privilege.
All right.
So your fears have a lot to do with something being taken away from you or taken from you back when you were younger and it was out of your reach. This goes into your past with the inner child. What makes you happy is lent to you or giving you something, but when it's out of your reach, then you feel like your fears of something being taken from you. And that makes you feel very scattered, and you don't feel very balanced. So that makes all the sense. So is there anything you want to add to that, Roy?
I'm getting also that these things that, you know, others have taken away from you, it's almost like they've taken your power away. And then when it showed the metaphor of a, you know, person landing on its feet, on one leg, you know, you want, you know, that power back, you know, so that you can feel like you have both feet on the ground. And, you know, and we tend to, you know, give our power away, whether it be for family or friends or,
right,
or relatives or whatever. And over the years, you know, we've lost that power, you know, and that's why we, you know, a lot of people are experiencing a lot of, you know, fears, you know, later on in the years, and it makes it, you know, difficult on us because, you know, we've given that power away, and we need to take that power back.
In other words, it's out of our reach, and we don't know how to reach for the power.
Yeah.
Because of the self.
Can I add something?
Yeah, you're telling the story, so go right ahead.
I mean, it's not all apparent that do these things to us. There's other adults that are in our lives when we're children, especially school teachers, maybe other relatives. I remember an experience I had in the second grade, and I remember it like it was yesterday. I had a school teacher who continuously harassed me every day, made a point of picking on me in the class for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I got that experience, and I felt diminished, like I had become a pile of sand.
Wow.
She really ripped through not only my mind, but she ripped through my soul. And this was in a parochial school. This was in a school in Europe. But she was the teacher. She wasn't the sister or the nun. She was the teacher. She ripped through me at every possibility. I left that, when I finally left that classroom, and I kept looking, I kept desiring her acceptance. And I did not feel accepted by her until this day. Mm. I don't know why. She didn't like me. I don't know. I was a nice person. I was a good kid. I was a smart kid. I don't know what her issue was with me. I don't know. But she
What me and Roy were talking about a while back is that it doesn't matter how much you try, other people are not always going to like you.
Right.
No.
And me and Roy run into that situation. It's like, no, how much we try, this person is not going to like us. Like,
right.
It's like out of our reach. And but our programming has made us believe that if this is so out of our reach, that we can't reach to this treasure or whatever it might be that might be out of our reach, then they've taken something from us. And in reality, this could be something from a past life that you took from her, and now she seeks revenge on you.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know what that could be at that age. Yeah. Right.
Because we don't know why everything goes in circles. We just know that everything does.
Yes.
The world spins in circles. We spin in circles. Every symbol you look at is a circle.
Mm.
Past life is a circle. So everything will go in circles. And whatever you did to her, she seeks revenge now on you.
Right.
So you must learn to forgive yourself and to forgive her to move forward.
You know, that's, I just wanted to share something, you know. As you were telling that, you know, what happened to you at a very young age, I had something similar happen to me.
Yeah. Oh.
And this teacher subconsciously bothered me so bad that I would have nightmares.
Yes. An edit.
Of her. Yeah. But it was interesting, in the nightmares, the way I was getting past it was I did something for her in the dream state.
Oh.
And she forgave me and told me what a good student I was.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I learned to, live with that better. And keep feeling that fear, or whatever, she had done to me.
Right.
Not only that, but it gave me more of a drive to work harder at what, she was trying to, get me to learn.
Yeah.
And after that, I got past that, and it helped a lot because. To this day, I don't, have that learning problem, that I had when I was a very young kid.
They say that cycles are very hard to break, but they're not impossible to break.
Right.
Now,
right.
To break the cycle so it don't keep repeating, and it don't keep haunting you. To break the cycle, you have to learn to forgive yourself, and you have to learn to forgive them and ask for their forgiveness. You need their validation. You know how it brought up validation? You need to ask for her forgiveness when you meditate or when you dream of her.
Right. I see. Okay.
And tell her that I forgive you for how you treated me.
Oh,
please forgive
that.
Me the way I treated you.
Yeah, okay, I get it. Sure.
We don't want any more circles, you know what I mean? We don't want any more cycles.
This is one other thing that seemed to have happened to me when I was young, is that I had maybe 4 or 5 male friends, and it started at the age of 5, that died. The 5-year-old died tragically. He drowned in the middle of winter. He drowned.
Mm.
The other died. I was 14 years old. No, and then there was another neighbor friend. He was 11 or 12, and he died accidentally. And there was another friend when I was 14, another male friend who died. And then another male died when I was 18 or 19. And then now years have passed, and I'm meeting a lot of younger men, and I'm wondering, there's one in particular who I think is from my childhood, a past life, that I feel a very strong connection with this young person, but I also feel that this young person is one of those that passed away.
And that's interesting because me and my son both believe that, in reincarnation.
Yes.
And that's, having to return, and taking, another body.
Right.
But yet if that's that same person that you knew, before they, had passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll validate.
Yeah.
Because this
they
is
will
very...
validate in images.
And there's even been stories online, and you could read about it, where young kids, you know, have memories of back during
yes.
the time of the early war, you know, like World War One, or where
yes.
they were a pilot and they could tell you every part of that plane and they could tell you where they were at when they got shot down, you know. I mean, how could a little kid know so much?
Why these young men died? They were all men. They weren't women. They were men. You know, it was one, you know, later on in my life, who were these men? Why did they die so young? Then, here's another story, a very interesting one. I was 19, and I was at a concert. I went to see The Doors. Do you know who The Doors are? I went to the concert.
Yeah.
See The Doors. Well, everybody had left the auditorium that night. And I was all by myself. I walk out of the auditorium, and there is this limousine, and this guy opens the window, and it was Jim Morrison. And he said, I said, oh, my God, how am I going to get home? It was 2 o'clock in the morning. There was nobody around with this limousine. And I went up to the car, and he asked somebody, he said, could we give her a ride, you know? And they said, well, we can't do that, you know? So I said, oh, my God, what am I going to do? And Jim Morrison looked me straight in the face. A year later, he passed away. And I said, oh,
wow.
God, he passed away. Why was I connecting with that man that night? And then a year later, he had passed away. And a year before that, it was that year, a friend of mine, one of my male friends had passed away in a mountain climbing accident. And here I am, I'm meeting this other man, you know, who's a celebrity. And there's nobody else around but this limousine and this celebrity with the other people involved in the band. And a year later, he passes away. And I'm saying,
you know, I just want to share something with you. I'm picking up that somehow you're able to look into these people's future and see their death.
You think so?
Yeah,
I am too. You were
you know
a contract holder.
And you know what I thought and
yeah.
I felt sad is that I had something to do with it, as if I had something to do with it.
Well, no, it's not something that you did, but you were aware of.
Yeah, and you were you were their contract holder.
Yeah. You knew that their time was coming to a to an end, you know, here.
I see, I get it. But why this
celebrity,
why this guy, this Jim Morrison, I mean, do you know I had a lock of his hair. I remember getting a lock of his hair that night at the concert, and he looked me straight in the eye. And he said something nasty to me. But he looked me straight in the eye. And then I think he knew who I was when I finally came out and I was all by myself. He looked at me.
Wow.
You know, I kept that hair for the longest time. Then I was pregnant with my son, my last birth. And I burnt his hair when I found out I was pregnant. I had his hair that long. And I burnt his hair. It wouldn't burn. His hair
wouldn't burn.
And then it did finally burn, and my son was born, and my son is musically inclined. You know, he's technically and gifted. He's a gifted kid. And he was already playing the piano when he was like 5, you know?
Wow.
There's a connection between him and Jim Morrison.
And how old is he now? How old is your son now?
My son is 23 now. And this happened. See, I had this man's hair before. I was 19. Okay, I'm 63 right now. So
right.
I had his hair for a very long time. I must have had it for about 20 years. I carried it with me forever. I found out I was pregnant with my son, my fifth child, I burnt it. I said I don't want it anymore, and I burnt it. I don't know what made me do that, but I did it.
Mm-hmm.
And my son was born, you know, with a good head on his shoulder, very smart young man, very smart man, talented. So I don't know what the relationship
is. No, and that's interesting because scientists have found that they can get DNA out of your hair.
Oh, I know it.
So you had some of his DNA.
Yeah, but I mean, it was in my wallet. I wasn't, you know, I was carrying it around everywhere I went. I had his DNA, and then I burnt it. You know, I got rid of it. I didn't want it any. Something told me to burn it, and I burnt it. I didn't want it anymore. I don't know if it was his spirit telling me, burn it, burn it. Don't keep it anymore. Get rid of it, get rid of it.
Right.
You don't need it. Don't carry it around anymore. And it was like almost a ceremonial kind of thing.
I'm getting it was like some kind of ritual or something.
I don't know if Jim Morris wanted me to get rid of it or...
Yeah.
What I'm getting is that
ceremony, you know, or ritual, whatever you did, that DNA went into your son.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, I was going to say that.
And that's why he had all these, you know, talents, you know, with music. Are you there, Agent?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello.
Did we lose our caller?
Yeah, I think we did.
Pretty.
She's still on there. Hello. Hello.
I think you lost her.
Still on there.
But somehow you lost the communication.
I don't know what happened.
I think we were too far down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. We're still on the air.
Well, that's interesting, I just want to let all our callers and listeners know, you know, these story cubes, these Chinese story cubes can go into a lot of information as, you know, you notice those that are listening and a lot of visualization with it, these, you know, story cubes, because each little cube, you know, has a story in itself. Is there any more you want to share, Agent? Hello? Hello?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm back on Astral Mind 2012. Roy, are you there? I guess we lost Roy. Anyways, look, we don't have very many callers tonight, but anyways, we had Roy on, and we had another lady on, and we were talking about the story cubes and how effective they are. There's different types of story cubes that we can all use. There's the imagination, the fairy tale, and remember, as you tell the story, to remember to add in your own story about how you would like to change your life from your childhood in your present, so that way it changes your future outcome. We're using the power of creativity and imagination with these dice. We're also using, to deprogram the mind, we have to use these symbols to make the imagination work for us. Sometimes the metaphors don't always work for us. Sometimes they do. It just depends on the situation and the experiences that we went through as a child. If we go into the imagination, then we start to figure out how we can all put the story cubes together and how we can change the outcome in a more positive situation to work for us. It's just like our archetypes. You know, we can work with the archetypes or they can work against us. So it's the same thing if we were working with the story cubes. Now, with the deprogramming part, there's different types of deprogramming. There's what am I telling myself programming, and then there's the emotional body programming, and then there's the emotional mind programming, and then there's the imagination programming. There is the superconscious mind programming. There's so many different programs, you know, that we have and that we can deprogram. We can call it deprogram or reprogram. Now, reprogram would sound a lot more positive than deprogram, but they're both very similar in those terms. So as we have the emotional body, we have the emotional mind, we have the subconscious mind, which is our programming, how to change, then we have what am I telling myself, that's the subconscious programming, and then how to change my life, that would be your lifeline programming. Now, your lifeline programming has a lot to do with how to change your life and how to go about how to change your life. So there's different options that you can choose. And then we have the who's involved chart. Now, the who's involved chart has a lot to do with how the family lineage DNA would be, you know, we'd have to change, we'd have to deprogram the family lineage, the relationship compatibility programming. There's different kinds of different types of programming, healing remedies programming, cancer prevention, convention programming, origin of disease or dysfunction chart programming, condition chart programming, immune system programming, teeth and mouth chart programming. There's different types of programming that we can go into. Flower innocence chart programming, herbal chart programming, tissue salt chart programming, time chart programming. There's all types of different programming.